Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the July 23rd, 2023 service at Plymouth, the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. The sermon will be delivered by our pastor, the Reverend Paulette Mixon Weller.
Please stand with me in body or spirit and join in the call to worship, which is from Psalm 86, I see. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your steadfast love towards me. Let us come with our praise to God.
Next is the hymn, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty.
Testament scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 28 verses 10 through 19a, and that can be found in the Pew Bibles in the Old Testament on page 25 if you'd like to follow along. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set upon the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring, and your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and your offspring. Know that I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob woke up from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on top of it, and he called that place Bethel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Next is the hymn, "Now Thank We All Our God."
Today is from Romans. Am I loud enough for everyone?
Yes.
Good. All right. Romans chapter 8. All right, verses 12 through 25. "So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption when we cry, 'Abba, Father.' It is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord. Please pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our thoughts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I was reading through some old books about interim ministry. And one of the things that I came across is one telltale sign of what a congregation is all about are their favorite hymns. And so in my mind, I have two hymns that I think are your favorites. And this morning I asked Margaret what she thought your favorite hymns are. And there was some overlap, but here is what Margaret says. And afterwards, you tell me what you think your favorite hymns are as a congregation. So, Open My Eyes, Holy, 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 Amazing Grace, In the Bulb There Is a Flower, and This Is My Father's World. All right, so I'll get to what I think my two are in a moment. But you know, soundtracks, like if you think of a movie, the soundtrack of the movie tells you so much about the movie. My kids are really into the Barbie soundtrack right now. And you can tell a lot about the movie from the soundtrack. Well, I think we can tell a lot about you from your favorite hymns. Okay, so in my opinion, one of your favorite hymns, just like Margaret said, is In the Bulb There Is a Flower. And this shows, and this, I had never heard it before. So thank you for introducing me to this wonderful hymn. It shows that you value trusting in God and that you understand that we don't always know what God is up to. So I'd like to read the lyrics to you. It's number 88. All right, and I'm going to ask you to do the refrain, or you don't have to sing it, but we'll just say it. Unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. All right. In the bulb, there is a flower. In the seed, an apple tree. In cocoons, a hidden promise. Butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring that waits to be. Unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. There's a song in every silence, seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to you and me. From the past will come the future, what it holds, a mystery.
Unrevealed until the season, something God alone can see.
In our end is our beginning, in our time, infinity. In our doubt, there is believing. In our life, eternity. In our death, a resurrection. At the last, a victory.
Unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see.
So to me, that defines your theology. A theology of hope, a theology of never giving up on people, a theology of second chances, a theology of love. And that links to our scripture passage for today in Genesis. Jacob was someone that you might give up on because he was such a trickster from the beginning. He stole the birthright and the blessing from his brother. His brother wanted to kill him, So his mom said, "Hey, go find a first cousin to marry from my side of the family." So honestly, that's what he set out to do. He was going to find his uncle's daughters. And we know the story. He ends up waiting 7 years to marry the love of his life, Rachel. But he takes off the veil, and it's the big sister, Leah. And he had to work another 7 years to marry Rachel. So Jacob went through a lot, a whole lot. And Jacob, you know, is running from Esau, and he lays down to take a nap. He uses a stone as a pillow, probably not the best pillow in the world. But he goes to sleep, and he dreams. And in his dream, God meets him there. He sees a ladder with angels ascending and descending to and from heaven. And then God stands next to him, which doesn't happen very often in the Bible at all, in the Old Testament, where you have that proximity to God, the creator of the universe. But it was important enough to God that God relay these promises. And God starts by saying, "I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac." Doesn't say, "I'm your God." That takes a while. And it takes a while for Jacob to say, "You are my God." The verses after the ones in our read today say, Jacob says, "Well, if you are God, then you'll do this." So he's not convinced after this major dream and special time with God. He's still like, "Oh, I don't know. I cannot trust you. I don't know." But by the end of his life, he is telling his sons, he says, "You need to follow the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day." So by the end of Jacob's life, he acknowledges that this too is my God. And we still call God the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. So God is a God of second chances, of not giving up on us, of holding out hope and promises. And God's the best promise, I think, that God, I mean, it's wonderful that Jacob was told his offspring will be so many, it'll be like dust. And that he'll be a blessing to all the families of the whole world. But he also knows that God will be with him and never step away from him. And that promise has been made to us too, that God is with us every step of the way, every day, every minute, every hour. And I think you can't beat that promise. And that leads to my second favorite song, in my opinion, that I think is yours. Do you have any idea, any guesses?
Go with God.
Yes. You sing it almost every Sunday. You don't sing it on Communion Sundays because it's usually a longer service. But yeah, go with God. And there, even the words are printed in your bulletin. Go with God. Go with God. As you leave this place, go with God. God will direct your way. God will light every day. As you leave this place, go with God. So to me, it means that you send people off with a blessing, whether this is their first Sunday here or their 20th year or more being here. You send people out with a blessing. And you remind them that they don't go alone, that they go with God. And you show such a trust in God. It is beautiful. And you act this out in the way that you serve each other and you serve the community. And you serve the world. I think you're pretty awesome. Well, go with God, and in the bulb there is a flower. I like the line, "God alone can see all that lies ahead," because you are looking for your next lucky as heck pastor who will be with you. And you're bringing a balanced budget with that, which I'm very proud of you for. And You bring so much to the table. So I bet it won't be long at all. Maybe a month or two. I don't know. Maybe I'm being super hopeful, but I think it won't be long at all until you have your stated supply pastor who will be with you going forward for years to come. But I know that we will go, we'll leave here being so blessed by you. So blessed. You are just so lovely and you live out your faith, and we appreciate that so much. Our family appreciates it. Well, just really want you to know that you go with God. And one other thing I wanted you to know and to think about, and this is something that in studying the commentaries that I had never thought of before. So when Jacob is sleeping and he sees those angels going up and down, you know, that really shows that God is at work in other people's lives too. God is at work in more than just the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What were all those angels doing on the earth? They were coming and going. God is doing so much more than we even know about. It's kind of exciting. There are other stories besides our own story, and we get to link with those stories, but we are a part of such a beautiful God who is doing so much and weaving beautiful things, and we get to jump in and weave along with that. Well, thank you. Amen.
Next is the hymn, "Come, Thou Font of Every Blessing." Next.
Ties that bind.
out from. Now hear this blessing. Know that you do not go alone. You go surrounded within and without by the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the peace of Christ. Amen.
Amen.